Insurance Matters on Radio Kerry with McCarthy Insurance Group. Keeping you covered with home, motor and business insurance. MIG.ie.
And a very warm welcome to Paul Cavanagh from the McCarthy Insurance Group. Paul, you're well, I hope.
I'm great, Deirdre. Thank you very much.
Despite this awful weather.
Look, it's still dry at the moment here in Cork. Yes, I know we're going to get a bit of rain, but I think it's from Sunday it's going to clear.
Yeah.
We've a big event. We've Fermoy Regatta going on next Sunday and a lot of clubs coming up from Kerry and from all over Munster. So we're really looking forward and the long-term forecast looks better and dry.
Yeah, we'll be optimistic anyway.
Optimistic.
Paul, you haven't even spoken yet and there's a load of questions in for you.
Oh.
But we're going to start with a couple of things that you wanted to raise yourself. And first of all, the rise in the theft of Japanese imported vehicles. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. Japanese imported vehicles, they don't tally with the Irish ones. So, for example, a Micra, a Nissan Micra or a Toyota Corolla, the Japanese import version of them is slightly different. And just little things can cause problems like door locks and doors and glass and windscreens, would you believe, that the windscreen for the Micra or the Corolla won't fit the windscreen into it. It just won't fit. There will be gaps and leaks. So there's huge problems starting. That's number one. But more importantly, it has come out in a recent survey by the Gardaí that they are very prone to theft because they have no immobilizers fitted to them when they leave Japan. They don't do that over there. And whereas all the Irish models that have been here for the last 8-10 years have immobilizers fitted to them. So it's nearly going back to the days when we used to put a lock and chain on the steering wheel back in the 80s.
Yeah.
You just need to be careful, the existing owners, that's number one. And also, because of that, the insurance companies are very reluctant to cover a Japanese import vehicle. So before you buy, please check with your insurance company or your broker to make sure that the car you are buying, the Japanese import, will be covered by your insurance company.
That's very good advice and good for people to know that. You're also advising this month, advising people, Paul, to check their second-hand car value because the car values of second-hand cars are rising.
Well, they are, and we've seen it in the last 12 months in particular, the value of second-hand cars and the availability of second-hand cars and the availability of new cars has all been curtailed accordingly. The value of your car could have risen dramatically. I actually spoke to somebody this morning. The value of their car is more than what they paid for it over 3 years ago. Would you believe that?
My God.
The value of your car is important because if you have a claim and you've only 10,000 down as the value, that's the maximum you can get. So you need to have a look at that and increase the value of your car in accordance with the current market values.
Yeah, again, that's something everybody should be well aware of. Now, there's been two High Court appeals recently since we spoke last, and there's more to come, and these are of particular interest to the insurance business.
Yeah, this is very important for the whole government's programme on insurance reform. There were two appeal cases heard in the last 2 weeks, and PIEB, that's the Personal Injuries Assessment Board, have won both of those, the legal appeals looking for more money on the recent reformed Book of Quantum, which was carried out by the Judicial Council. They were challenged in the High Court, and both cases have been lost to the appealants, which is good news for consumers. And this is in relation to whiplash claims and soft tissue claims in particular, where those the Book of Quantum was reduced on those. So the appeals are holding up the reform. We understand there's at least 3 more appeals in the pipeline, if not 4. And then, of course, they could also go to the Supreme Court. And I would suspect, actually, that at least one of them will go to the Supreme Court. But we need these cases to fall. If we're to get better insurance reform and lower prices, we're trying to push the government and the insurance companies and everybody know to get prices down. And this is the way to do it. Now, I must stress that this has nothing to do with large claims, catastrophic claims, the ones that really need the money, the paraplegics, the ones that are in hospital a long time and all that. So that's nothing at all to do with them. And some of the commentators on national radio are saying that, and that's not true. That's number one. Number two, I understand, and I'm sure there's many listeners out there today who've had whiplash. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Genuine whiplash is, pardon the pun, is an awful pain in the neck.
Yeah.
But it is. And what those people need is treatment and plenty physio and not a check. Because in Germany, by the way, all you get is a book of vouchers for the physio. So and in England, you don't get anything. Ireland reduced the whiplash claims they were paying out, and this is the way to do it. Now, I must stress that this has nothing to do with large claims, catastrophic claims, the ones that really need the money, the paraplegics, the ones that are in hospital a long time and all that. So that's nothing at all to do with them. And some of the commentators on national radio are saying that, and that's not true. That's number one. Number two, I understand, and I'm sure there's many listeners out there today who've had whiplash. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Genuine whiplash is, pardon the pun, is an awful pain in the neck.
Yeah.
But it is. And what those people need is treatment and plenty physio and not a check. Because in Germany, by the way, all you get is a book of vouchers for the physio. So and in England, you don't get anything. Ireland reduced the whiplash claims they were paying out about 17,000. I think it's down to about 9,000 now. And they're the ones that are being appealed.
Mm. Okay, Paul, we're going to take a quick break. I want to talk to you about new rules coming in on the 1st of July when we come back. And we've also got loads and loads of questions for you. Hopefully we'll get time to get through all of them. For now, though, we'll take a quick break. More Insurance Matters with Paul Kavanagh after these.
Insurance Matters on Radio Kerry with McCarthy Insurance Group, keeping you covered with home, motor and business insurance. MIG.ie.
Now let's go back to Paul Kavanagh. Paul, on July 1st, which inexplicably is this Friday, I don't know where the year has gone, there's new rules coming in which are very significant for the insurance industry. Tell us more.
Yes, no, I'm not so sure what we'll see immediately. We're looking at them ourselves at the moment. It's to do with differential pricing is the word that they've used, but they've then changed the wording to price walking, which is a bit of a fudge, to be honest with you. What we in the industry were looking for, as in we in the insurance broker side of things, for customers, was that the new price would be the equivalent of the renewal price. We haven't got that. We've got a bit of a fudge, really, I think. But basically, your second renewal should be the same price as your first policy, 2 years apart. Going to be very hard to gauge it, but we're keeping a close eye on it. And to be honest with you, it looks like it is working to a certain degree. We're talking to the insurance companies about a few discrepancies we have found. The insurance companies were looking for this to be put back until next January, but in fairness to the central bank and the government, they stood by and said, no, we want this now, we can fix it as we go. So there's going to be a few teething problems, but it should result in reduced prices for people who are long-standing customers of insurance company, i.e. they are loyal to their insurance company. And that was big in the news there for the last number of months, that loyalty was not being rewarded. So
okay.
We think now that loyalty will be rewarded. So we're keeping a close eye on it. As the rules progress, I think we'll be talking about it again, and there will be lots of questions.
I'll bet there will. So a case of watch this space. Paul, we might come to some questions at this stage, if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Rosemary is in Tralee. She says, my house insurance isn't due for renewal until mid-October. Given the recent increase in construction and other costs, do I need to contact my insurer now to increase cover for buildings plus contents?
Absolutely. buildings especially, and have no fear about it. There's not going to be any big bills in there. The insurance companies are being pretty fair on this, and so if you increase your buildings by 20,000-30,000 euros, there's not a huge price increase in that. Actually, up to 10,000, some of them are charging nothing. So yes, review your sums insured. We've been talking about it for the last 6 months, as you said. We're at the 1st of July already, and I get the monthly figures in from the builders providers, and it's crazy. You know, it's 10% in this and 10% in that every second month, you know, whether it be metal, timber, glass, bricks, concrete, plasterboard, all the things we need when we're either rebuilding or repairing our house. You add to all that that it's very, very hard to get a contractor at the moment. So prices are at an all-time high when it comes to repair. And, you know, if you have a fire in your kitchen or something like that, and sitting rooms are damaged and halls are damaged and there's smoke damage, you need a lot of work done, and you want it done now. You can't be waiting.
Yeah, this is it. Eileen has a question for you, and it's one we get nearly every month, I think, Paul. She says, what's the cheapest insurance for an 18-year-old to be put on with her parents' insurance? She's all her lessons done and is waiting for her driver's test, but she wants to practice.
Okay, well, I think we've come across this several times before. Aviva in particular have a package, but the parents need to be with Aviva so she can drive on their car free for 6 months. There's a couple of packages like that that Aviva had. Other than that, she just has to go to her broker and find out who's the best insurer for that at the moment. It depends. She has her lessons done. That's excellent. Did you say she's waiting on her test, or she has the test done?
She's waiting on the test.
She's waiting on the test. She wants more practice, yes. And she needs more practice. If she can't get it on her parents' car, the only other car is that she'll have to go and keep doing more lessons, which are costly, of course, but that may be the only way. But get on to your broker and find out, contact us there, we'll talk to you and talk you through it to see what is the best way of getting her on.
A texter asks, Paul, do you do insurance for flat roofs on houses?
Yeah, I think we've discussed this before as well.
I think so.
I hate the definition of flat roofs, because there is no particular, like to you and me, it means flat. But when we go and look at them, we find that they're not flat at all, and they're made of metal or they're made of whatever. Fiberglass being one, we can cover fiberglass roofs, no problem. Metal roofs are becoming very, very important. I think it's really the timber roofs. If it's a timber roof, in the old days it was chipboard, then they changed to plywood, and then is there torch on felt on top of it. They are required to be tested every couple of years by a builder to make sure they're not leaking. So in general, if we'll go what the caller is saying, if it's what we described as the old flat roof, as we used to put on before on the garage or on the back kitchen, then yes, there is a problem. You need to talk to your insurance broker about this, because there are several different ways of handling it and how to handle it properly.
And now this is a very interesting question up next, Paul, and it's actually a topic we discussed on the show very recently. A listener says they were visiting a particular part of Kerry yesterday and saw a lot of people, including children, doing a bucket collection in the middle of the traffic in the road. They're saying surely this is illegal and highly dangerous. Now, I presume, obviously we all agree it's dangerous, but I presume there's probably an insurance aspect to that if one of those collectors happened to get hit by a car.
Yes, I mean, it's vitally, I suppose there's two parts to this. The Gardaí, any time I've been associated with them with collections, they have to give a permit for any type of a collection, okay? And that permit usually outlines exactly the do's and the don'ts. And from my experience, the don'ts include collecting in traffic on traffic islands. So that needs to be checked, number one. The insurance policy then follows that the club, the association or whatever need to have that noted on their insurance, that their annual flag day collection or bucket collection is on such and such a date, and that you conform then to the license that you've been issued by the Gardaí. So if it says you can't go on a traffic island or there's no collecting in traffic, then that's not going to be covered by any insurance.
That's one of those ones that we'll probably, God forbid, we'll hear about it when somebody does get injured.
That's the unfortunate thing. Never assume anything.
Yeah.
Never assume that you're covered. Always check it.
Now, here's another interesting one from a company owner who says, can a person with two vans be insured with the same company, and will it affect his no-claims bonus on his car?
The answer to that is that all the no-claims bonuses are separate, for each vehicle. Yes, he can have a second vehicle. He will actually get an introductory. We can get him an introductory bonus on his second vehicle because it will be, they'll see the man has a car already, the man has another van, and now the man is getting another van to accompany that, and they'll give him an introductory no-claims bonus for the second van. They are, all the bonuses are independent. However, if you have that serious accident on one of them, of course it's going to affect the other ones, because you will have to tell the other insurer or the other policy, if they were all with the one insurer, that there is a problem. But in general, it sticks to the one. But you do need to disclose the information relating to every policy.
Now, another one, a listener says, I've never had a fire in my chimney, but I see that it's cracked in a few places. Is this kind of thing covered by insurance to repair it? A cracked chimney.
You need to get Owens McCarthy, the loss assessors there in Killorglin, get them out and they'll have a look at the chimney for you. They'll probably get a chimney specialist to look at it. The most important thing here, forget about insurance or anything, is if the chimney is cracked and the person can obviously see the cracks currently, then that could be a very serious problem. I told you before, I had it in my own house where the timbers were not proper, and the house could have gone on fire with a chimney fire. You have to be very, very careful when it comes to chimneys. Remember, the flames are going up the chimney. If there's cracks, it means the flames are getting out, and where are they going to? You don't want the smoke coming into a bedroom or as I said there, getting onto timbers or anything like that. The house could go up on fire. I couldn't be more strong now in this. Get that checked out immediately. Whether it's covered by insurance or not, as I said, Owens, get the loss assessors, Owens McCarthy, will get on that. They'll get on to the insurance company. They'll meet the people out at the house. They'll have the experts there, and they will decide what the cause of the problem is and what the remedy is.
Now, this next one, Paul, I'm not sure. I don't think you can really answer it definitively for this lady, but you might point her in the right direction. She has a 10-year-old car. It's a Yaris, Toyota Yaris, petrol. She has it insured for €16,000 at the moment. And given what you said earlier, she's wondering, has she undervalued or overvalued it?
It sounds overvalued, but it probably doesn't make any difference. Most of the insurance companies, if not all at this stage, do not work their pricing on the value of a vehicle. Okay, so I don't think she's overpaying by having it at 16,000, but I don't think she'll get 16,000 for it. I mean, if she asks her local Toyota dealer in the area, I'm sure they'll be able to give her, or even any of the garages would give her a rough value on the car. And that's dependent on a number of things. The kilometres on this vehicle could be very low. This could be a beautiful vehicle and be fantastic, do you know what I mean? And this lady obviously wants to hold on to this vehicle. And the fact that I saw a beautiful 21-year-old vehicle last Friday, I was astounded how it looked as if it was only out of the showrooms. And you there are unique cars like that, and I think it's important that the value of those cars is stated properly.
Now, here's one that we had before, again, quite recently, Paul. A listener says, I have a lady who comes to clean my house for 4 hours one day a week. Do I need to tell my insurance company?
It's no harm. Yes is the answer. Because the cleaner, if the cleaner is coming and you're paying the cleaner, you have a duty to that cleaner to make sure that you provide a proper work list. No matter whether it is cash you're paying them or check or whatever, yes is my answer. Go and talk to your insurance broker about that, just to make sure that the cleaner is covered.
Okay, it's no harm to do that. Paul, we're almost out of time, but is there anything you particularly wanted to mention before we let you go and recap on your contact details?
No, well, I suppose just I keep reiterating the home emergency assist. Most policies have that now. Make sure that you have the number handy. If anything goes wrong, you can call on them. And you know, whether it's the plumber, the electrician, there's something wrong. Light the person with the problem with the chimney. If you have a problem, if you saw a spark up in the board, on the electricity board, or there's a leak in the bathroom or something like that, don't be hanging about. Try and get it fixed before it becomes a major problem, because the timbers can get damaged, the fire can happen, you know, and home emergency assist is there to help. We'll give you the numbers. They're there and they're readily available. Our offices are in Tralee, Rathmore, Listowel, Carrick-Sivine, and across the border in Newcastle West.
Great stuff.
1-800-50-11-11 if you need us. That's a free phone number.
Paul, thank you for all of that and for answering all those questions, and we'll check in with you again next month.
Excellent. Looking forward to it already.
Cheers.
Take care.
Bye, Paul. All the best.